Lord, we do come before you this morning as we come in front of your word. We pray, Lord, that as we have read your word, that you would now help us to understand it, that you would speak to us, that you would help us to learn and encourage us. And we ask this in your name. Amen. Well, this is talk number 3 in our series on Ephesians, as we have a look at God's ultimate society. Now, I think 99% of you in this church own a cell phone. Am I correct in saying that? Some of you have very basic cell phones. Some of you have more complex cell phones. Helen got a new phone this week, and she's still learning how to use it. But the trouble is with phones, they don't last forever, do they? So just when you think, I've now got the hang of my phone, it falls into the toilet, or you drop it on the floor, or it gets stolen, and you have to get a new phone. You see, phones don't last forever. And so every time we get a new cell phone, we have to learn things again. We have to figure things out. Now, cell phones are amazing. Years ago, when the first cell phones came out, they pretty much could make a phone call, and some of them could send a text message. Nowadays, we have cameras and videos and, music and, even navigation. We can play games on them. We can check out the news. We can surf the internet. We can do our banking. You name it, and you can pretty much do it on your cell phone. But what that means is that I've constantly got to be learning what my phone can do. We never stop finding stuff. Wow, I just discovered a new feature on my phone today. But that's what life is like, isn't it? The Christian life is very much like that as well. In that, we are given an amazing life as a Christian. We have been given, as Paul says here in Ephesians chapter 1, that we have been given every spiritual blessing in Christ. In other words, we have been given a cell phone that has been loaded with every possible app that there is. But do we know how to use them all? No. And likewise, do we know everything that God has given us? Do we know how to make use of everything that God has given us? And of course, the answer is, we're learning. And so as a Christian, I don't think there must be ever a point in our lives, whether we are 2 years old or 102 years old, there should never be a point in our life where we say, I now know Christianity through and through. Christianity is something that we are always to be learning, always to be discovering new things. Now, over the last 2 weeks, we've unpacked some of these spiritual blessings that we've been given. We've been chosen before the world began. You remember our discussion there in the early verses of chapter 1. We have been given the opportunity to be one with God, through, even though we didn't deserve it, through the gift of Jesus Christ. We've been given forgiveness of our sins. He's made known to us his plan and his purpose for the world, and we have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. So in many aspects, we've been given every possible app that there is in the Christian life, but now we need to figure out how they all work. And Paul goes on to describe some of these things for us. In this next section, he begins by thanking the Lord. And so my first comment this morning, thanking the Lord. Verses 15 and 16. Paul says, for this reason. For what reason? Well, for the reason that we've been given every spiritual blessing. For this reason, Paul says, for this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. Paul knows what he has in Christ. Paul knows what we've been given in Christ. And not once does he allow us to forget what we have been given. How often do you and I grow complacent with what we've been given in Christ? We've heard the message of Jesus Christ on the cross. We're aware that Jesus has a plan for each one of our lives, and that everything works out for the purpose of his will. We know that our sins are forgiven, yet how often do we forget all that? We know that our sins are forgiven, yet we forget and we hold guilt on our shoulders. We know that God works out his purpose according to his great will and plan, yet we forget that and we try and solve things by our own human way. We want to hear something new. We want some new spiritual input. And so we go looking for it in all sorts of places. Whereas Paul actually says to us here, actually, you've been given everything that you need. You see, Paul's words are a great reminder for us here. Let's never grow complacent with what we have been given in Christ. Let us never lose sight of what God has planned for each one of us through the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, again, if I can jump back to the cell phone idea. When we first get a new phone, it's great, isn't it? We're excited about it. We spend a lot of time with it. But as time goes on, we start to grumble and moan about it. And we forget how it generally is supposed to simplify our lives. And it's the same in the Christian life, isn't it? We forget what we have in Christ. Thank God for what you have in him. And don't forget it. But Paul now moves from thanking God for what we have to now asking the Lord. And this is my second comment this morning, asking the Lord. Look at verse 17. Paul says, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And jumping into verse 18, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. Now hang on a moment. Paul has just said to us in verse 3 and 4 of chapter 1 that we have been given every spiritual blessing in Christ. There's nothing more that we should expect from God. Yet Paul is now asking for more. Why is he asking? Why does he want more? Well, look at the rest of verse 17 and 18. I keep asking, why? So that God may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. In order, verse 18, that you may know. You see what Paul is praying for here? We have every spiritual blessing in Christ. But he prays that we would have a deeper understanding of what those blessings are. Just like in our cell phones, we might have every app on them. All the fancy gadgets that go with it. Does that mean that we understand how it works? Do we know how to use every function that that phone can do? Probably not. And so we need to be taught. We need to be given wisdom and understanding so that we might grasp what we have in Christ. A while ago, a friend of mine bought a brand new 320 Mercedes. And I was privileged to be able to ride in the car a week or so after he got the car. And it was fantastic. It was a smooth ride. Everything worked and so on. But there was no music playing. And we were going to a destination that none of us knew where it was. And I said to him, surely this car's got built-in navigation. And he said, yes, it does. It's even got a radio, but I don't know how to use it yet. I haven't read the manual. Because the manual for his car was almost novel-sized. But you see, that's what it's like when it comes to Christ, isn't it? When it comes to Christianity. We might have every spiritual blessing, but we haven't learned how to make use of them yet. And that's why Paul is praying and asking that we be given wisdom and revelation so that we might know God. Begs the question, are you and I growing as Christians? Or have we, or do we think that perhaps because we've been a Christian for so long that we have arrived? That we don't need to find out more about Jesus. You see, friends, ultimately this attitude of either growing in Christ or thinking that we have arrived is reflected when we face moments of struggle and difficulty, when things don't go our way. You see, if we don't understand how God operates, if we don't know and appreciate that all things work for God's great plan, then when something that we don't want comes our way, we get all upset. We don't know how to react. We try to fix things in our own way. But if we ask God to help us grow in Him, if we spend time with Him, getting to understand everything that He has done for us, then, well, we are better prepared to deal with the problems and the struggles that we face in this world. Of course, this means that we need to spend time in God's instruction manual. It means we need to spend time reading the Bible. It means we need to spend time meeting with other Christians around the Bible so that we might grow in the ways of God. How are you and I responding to the events that are taking place in the church? Do we trust God, knowing that in Him, even though we cannot understand things, that God will work all things out according to His plan? Do you see what Paul is saying here? We need to constantly be growing, be learning, be coming to an understanding of what God says and does. And that as we've been given every spiritual blessing in life, we now need to figure out how each of those apply directly to me. Of course, this side of heaven, we will never fully understand all these things, but that doesn't mean we mustn't stop learning. And Paul now gives us a couple of ideas about how we are to make use of every spiritual blessing that God has given us. So my first comment under the second point of asking the Lord is so that we might know the hope. Paul wants us to be given wisdom and revelation and our hearts to be enlightened so that we might, verse 18, know the hope to which He has called you. What hope is that? Well, Paul tells us in the preceding verses that the hope we have, verse 10, is to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head. And verse 14 speaks about this hope as the deposit that guarantees our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession. In other words, our hope is wrapped up in the fact that one day, if we are in Christ, we will be with Him. And we will be one with Him. So knowing the hope that we have been called to is looking forward to the future with God in a perfect world. We touched on that in our Bible study this week in Isaiah, God's perfect world, and how God gives a perfect world to those that follow Him. And that, friends, is where our hope is. That's how we can face tomorrow or even today, because we know that our future is secure. But secondly, we have Paul asks that we might know the inheritance. The second half of verse 18. I pray also that you may know, the end of verse 18, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. Now, while this is very closely related to the idea of hope, inheritance also looks back to the past. As we remember in verses 4 and 5, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. And in love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. Basically, what we've been told there is that God has already given us an inheritance for one day when we are with him. Our inheritance as God's possession is secure because of the fact that Jesus died in your place, in my place, because God planned all this before the world began. So Paul wants us to grow in our understanding and our knowledge of God by looking forward to the hope we have, by looking back to the promised inheritance that will be given to us. But what about today? What about the here and now as you and I face the difficulties and the struggles of day-to-day living, whether it be financial or other things? Perhaps we've just lost a loved one. How do we cope with that in today? Yes, we know where we're going. Yes, we know what we've got. How do we cope? And this is the third one, that we might know the power that God has given us. Again, verse 18. I pray also that you may know, verse 19, his incomparably great power for us who believe. Paul spent a bit of time unpacking this for us. For it is easy to say, forget about today, look to tomorrow. Or look back at how things have worked in the past. But we live today. And so we are to grow in Christ as we look at his power. In our society today, many think that God is powerless and cannot do anything. You watch the news, you see the violence and the issues going on, and we think, where is God? But Paul tells us differently. Paul tells us God has power for today because of what he has shown us in the past. Look here at verse 20 and following. He's exerted this power in Christ. How? By raising Christ from the dead. By seating him with him in the heavenly realms, and by placing everything under his feet. If God can do that for someone who died, surely God will be with us now, today, as we face our difficulties and our struggles today. See, if we come back to the illustration of the phone, as Christians, we've all, let's, for argument's sake, being given a phone. The first thing we need to do is we need to accept that phone. And that phone is a powerful tool that we have at our disposal of our fingertips. It's got everything we could possibly ever need on it. We've been promised that it will make our lives easier. We've been shown what the final product can do. The problem is, we need to know how to work it. And so friends, as we sit here this morning, as we contemplate our own Christian life, we've been given everything we could possibly need in our Christian life. And it is massively powerful. We need to figure out how to use it. And that's what Paul is on about here. We need to know the hope. We need to know the the inheritance that we have, and we need to know the power that is given to each one of us. So my question to all of us this morning is, have you accepted the gift that God has given us through His Son, Jesus Christ? If not, friends, well then you're not even part of this. Why don't you come and chat to me or someone else in the church after the service so that we can help you to understand a little bit more about the gift that God has given us. But friends, if you and I have accepted what the Lord Jesus has done for us on the cross, then what are we doing with it? Are we holding on to it, just keeping it, and saying, I've been a Christian for so many years now, I know everything? Or are we trying to grow in our understanding, allowing God's gift to guide us, to influence us in our day-to-day activities? We need to continually be learning and reading God's Word, so that, as John Stott says, as we ponder what God has done in Christ, that the Spirit will open our eyes to grasp its implications. So friends, even though we're going through a trying time as a church, as individuals, we need to learn. We need to understand that God is bigger than all of this. That He has given us the ability to endure it. So friends, don't stop learning what Christ has given us. Don't think that you've arrived. As the old saying goes, you're never too old to learn. Let's pray. Lord, we do just come before you this morning. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for showing us that you have given us amazing tools and things to help us in this life. Lord, help us to know you better. Help us to understand who you are. Help us to remember the inheritance that we have, to know your power, and to know the hope. Lord, teach us, we pray. In your name, Amen.